A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. Introduced by Richard Eyre.
A Midsummer Night's Dream is the most brilliant of Shakespeare's early comedies, the play with which he became an assured master. It's a magical play, spellbinding, but inside the magic is a power of intelligence and imagination that no one else then writing for the stage could come near to. Its quality of daring is crystallized in one of the images by which we most often recall it. The wild wood by night with Titania, Queen of the Fairies, enchantedly and amorously entwined with Bottom, a stage-struck working man who just happens to be wearing the head of an ass, and who receives her attentions with polite and modest calm. The playwright juggles four different stories. The play's a dance more than a narrative, and yet we do care what happens and how it all ends. Theseus, the mythical hero and ruler of Athens, is very soon to marry his beloved Hippolyta, Queen of the Amazons. While he waits impatiently, an angry father comes to visit him, who wants his daughter to be disciplined. She won't marry who she's been told to. The daughter, her lover, her spurned fiancé, and the girl who dotes on him, all flee to the wood outside Athens. There, that night, their troubles are intensified, then resolved by Oberon, King of the Fairies.